They're lining up now for the men's 400 metre individual medley final. Bradley Ashby in lane two, Lewis Clairbert in lane seven, the two Kiwis. Away they go. First 100 metres is Butterfly, and both Clairbert and Ashby have got off to good starts. In fact, Bradley Ashby up in lane two looks to me as though he's taken the lead early in this one. Clyde Lewis, the Australian, in second place. Lewis Clairbert down in lane seven is also keeping up. They're going to go to the wall, and I'd be very surprised if Bradley Ashby doesn't touch first. In fact, he has. Bradley Ashby through the first 50 metres, and Lewis Clairbert is third. So the Kiwis through the Butterfly, the first 50 metres of Butterfly, first and third, as they make their way back down the pole. And it's a great aerial view of Bradley Ashby with those strong arms. Also Lewis Clairbert in lane seven. It looks as though he might have overtaken the Australian in the middle of the pole, Clyde Lewis. And as they come to the end of the Butterfly leg of this race, let's just check the finishing positions after the first leg. Ashby first, Clairbert second, the two Kiwis one and two through the Butterfly leg of the 400 metre individual medley. Now they get onto their backs. Bradley Ashby showing out in lane two. He is about a half body length clear of the chasing pack. Lewis Clairbert looking to keep up as well, cheered on by his sponsors in Wellington, Fusion 5, a wonderful business solutions company. They'll be cheering Clairbert and Ashby, I'm sure. The two Kiwis are still out in front. Ashby turns first, Clairbert second. They're in first and second at the end of 50 metres of the backstroke. Are we in for a boil over here in the pool? Clyde Lewis in the middle of the pool. The Australian has got a strong backstroke leg in him. Mark Saranek, the Scot, next to him as well, trying to cut into the lead of these two Kiwis, Bradley Ashby and Lewis Clairbert. As we approach the midway point in this race, they've swum brilliantly in the Butterfly and now in the backstroke. The Australian is catching up Clyde Lewis. Let's see who turns first. I fancy it's Clairbert in lane seven. He has turned first at the halfway point. Bradley Ashby, 0.27 of a second behind. And Clyde Lewis, the Australian, what have they got in the breaststroke? Here they come, looking across the pool. It's an Australian cap flanked by two New Zealand caps. Clyde Lewis, really strong breaststroker, and he's making some good distance in the middle of the pack. Bradley Ashby is just a fingernail ahead. Lewis Clairbert starting just to drop back, and the Scotsman, Mark Saranek, is starting to make some ground. But Bradley Ashby is still in the picture. Clyde Lewis is going to turn first, Ashby second, 27 hundredths of a second behind, and Lewis Clairbert is still in third position. 50 metres of breaststroke to go, and then 100 metres of freestyle. Bradley Ashby in lane two is catching up to Clyde Lewis in three. The Scotsman, Mark Saranek, also in the picture, and Lewis Clairbert is not done yet down in lane seven. Enthralling race with two Kiwis, an Australian and a Scotsman. Clairbert's dropped back, but not Bradley Ashby. He's still in the mix. The Scotsman has a very, very strong breaststroke leg. Clyde Lewis goes to the wall first. Saranek, the Scotsman, second. Bradley Ashby in third place as they turn for the freestyle leg. Lewis Clairbert is now flying up in lane seven to try and make some ground up on these freestylers. Clyde Lewis with a half body length over Mark Saranek, the Scotsman. Bradley Ashby still in third place, but the Australian is starting to stretch his lead. The Scotsman there too. Clairbert is getting up to challenge Ashby, who is fading. Clairbert is going to turn in third place. Also trying to get up is the South African, Ayrton Sweeney. Lewis Clairbert has turned in third place in the final of the men's 400 metre individual medley. Can he hold his spot? I think he might be able to. 30 metres to swim. Clyde Lewis, the Australian, in the middle of the pool, is going to win it. Mark Saranek, the Scotsman, is going to get the silver. But could we be in for a bronze medal in the pool on night two of finals? I think we are. Lewis Clairbert is well clear in third place. It's Clyde Lewis first, Mark Saranek second, and Lewis Clairbert, the Wellingtonian, touches in third place. Bronze medal for New Zealand in the pool. Lewis Clairbert coming home third in the men's 400 metre individual medley final. What a moment for the 18-year-old from Wellington. He wasn't even sure if he was going to be at the Commonwealth Games. Lewis Clairbert, bronze medal in the pool for New Zealand in the men's 400 metre individual medley final. What a moment. And Bradley Ashby, let's not forget him as well. He put in a stunning shift. The other Kiwi who has come home in fifth place, he faded in the freestyle leg. Lewis Clairbert fell behind. He was fourth at the end of the breaststroke leg. But what a freestyle 100 metres from Lewis Clairbert. He burned up the pool. Absolutely burnt it up. Clyde Lewis, the Australian, has won in a time of 4 minutes 13.12 seconds. Mark Saranek, the Scotsman, 4 minutes 13.72. Lewis Clairbert, bronze medal, 4:14.42. What a swim. His qualifying time was 4:19.16. He has gone 5 seconds faster in the final. Lewis Clairbert, a bronze medal winner in the pool. What a moment. What a moment. Well, we didn't really know what to expect in the swimming at these Commonwealth Games. We certainly, I don't think, expected an 18-year-old from Wellington to come home with a bronze medal, but that's exactly what he is going to do. Absolutely fantastic scenes at the Aquatic Centre on the Gold Coast. A bronze medal for New Zealand for Lewis Clairbert from Wellington.